Proclaiming the Sabbath in the Last Days. 1908. The seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. Exodus 20, verse 10. I have important matter that should be written out in regard to the special, Thus saith the Lord, to observe the very Sabbath the Lord has given decidedly. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day, and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. Genesis 2, verse 1-3. Now I have words to speak to all those who engage in the work of the Lord. Let the plain, Thus saith the Lord, speak to the people. I wish our people to take some pains to bring the words of God concerning his Sabbath and let them appear in print. We wish now to bring the specifications of the Sabbath to the people. The Lord has spoken, specifying the seventh day to be the day sanctified of the Lord God for our observance. There will be a strong move made by those who observe the first day of the week, Sunday. We must now present to the people of all classes a testimony written in 1903 and printed in tract form. We are not to specify distinctly the words of the Lord concerning the seventh day, which the Lord has specified as his holy day to be observed. We are in God's world, but it is now the enemy's country. Satanic agencies are at work to bring in a false rest day, the first day. And it becomes us all to work humbly with God, and to watch unto prayer. He who would overcome must watch against being entangled in the world's deception. Every soul that overcomes must watch. It is not enough that we consent to believe. We are near the entanglement of this earth's history. The conflict will be agitated concerning the seventh-day Sabbath, and the work is now to be handled judiciously. The day God has specified, the seventh day, is to be vindicated. There have been human inventions and human laws, and there will be a counterworking to compel, if possible, the observance of the first day of the week. Now we are to make special efforts to magnify the law of God in producing a Thus saith the Lord, and advocating a genuine Sabbath of Jehovah. Christ's believing people must now present a Thus saith the Lord. The warnings are to come close at home to all people, that they be not blinded and cast off the yoke of Christ and walk in strange paths. No man can be a happy Christian unless he watches unto prayer. Satan, Lucifer, will work out his determined efforts to bring in and exalt a Sunday law, which he will in every way possible seek to establish. It is not enough that we avoid glaring dangers and perilous, inconsistent movements. We are to be wide awake. Lucifer, who has entered largely into commercialism, will work on that line, for he lost his position in the heavenly courts and was expelled to our world. Unless every church will receive the warning and be on guard, we shall imperil our souls by departing from the simplicity of true godliness. Unnumbered deceptions will be clothed with the garments of truth. Unless our ministers and our physicians and our teachers in every line arouse themselves, they will be overcome. Some who are not watching will be taken in the snare of Satan's devising. In the Garden of Gethsemane, the disciples were warned, Watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. Mark 14, verse 38. Now is our time to watch unto prayer, lest we be found sleeping when we should be wide awake.